Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.
If you ever kept the jukebox fed, this ain't news to you. Did you never paint that old town red to keep the blues from showing through? Ain't much of a head.
I liked singing the blues in a honky-tonk song from local icon Pinto Bennett. Since the 1960s, Pinto has used his love of classic country and rock and roll to tell stories. And nearly six decades later, that has not changed. Pinto first got his start touring the Northwest with the Pinto Bennett Band in Tarwater. His later work with the famous Motel Cowboys took him across the pond to the UK, where he found himself performing with some of the greats in the International Festival of Country Music at London's Wembley Stadium. And after recording Dig We Must with Trio Pinto in 2005 and one more trip back to the UK, Pinto returned to Idaho for good. And now he's retired from the road, but he is releasing his final album called The Last Saturday Night. Joining me live in studio to talk more about his music is the one and only singer and songwriter, Pinto Bennett. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, you have been quite the fixture of the Boise music scene, but for those who might not be familiar with your work, give us a little bit of history, background about your musical influences.
Oh, well, Elvis, I guess.
I was
into music. My dad was played, mm-hmm. and I hung out with him, you know. But Elvis kind of like, you know,
Didn't he kind of combine that kind of rock and roll sound with a little bit of country that we would know of today?
Well, that's kind of, people ask me what's kind of music. It's like 50s rock and roll and 60s country mixed together, mm-hmm. kind of.
Was it hard to kind of break into the music scene? I mean, you know, it sounds like you've played your whole life, but just playing recreationally and actually having the career that you've had don't always go hand in hand.
Well, yeah, I knew what I wanted to do right then, man. When I, in 1955, I go, man.
So it's time.
Yeah,
so
it's time for me to do something with this. What I got, you know, I was just a kid, right?
Right.
I knew then that music was going to be my deal.
And you hadn't originally planned on making another album, right?
What's that?
You had not originally planned on making this last album.
No. Jason, this young fella, comes up to me and he goes, he came to, we were playing at the 44 Club, and he came in to jam with us, and he goes, hey, man, do you want to make a record? And I go,
are you talking to me?
Yeah. Isn't there any young people that want to make records? He goes, yeah, but I want to make a Pinto Bennett album. And I said, oh, well, okay, man. I loved that guy right off. His name's Jason Beach.
And this is how The Last Saturday Night came about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you also seem to use humor in some of your lyrics, and I want to play a little bit of your new song called Old Timer, because you describe what a typical afternoon in a veterans hospital.
Yeah, that's,
okay, let's take a listen to this.
I spend a lot of time over there nowadays.
This ain't no apron, man, it's my bib. So before they put my carcass in a crib, how about a kind word, Weisenheimer? Okay, you old tequila and limer, we all know you ain't no whiner, so have a good night today, old timer.
Old timers, if they're going to have a good night, it has to be during the day.
Right, yeah.
That's why I started playing at the 44 Club at 3 in the afternoon, you know.
And you, as you said, you volunteer at the Boise Veterans Hospital.
Yeah, I've been a volunteer. I'm an in and outpatient, both. And so I started when the first time they saved my life, I go, who's the guys in the blue vests? Oh, those are the volunteers. And I said, bingo.
Yeah.
I'm going to volunteer. So I've been volunteering. That's 25 years ago. They've been keeping me alive ever since.
So you pay them back with a little bit of music and volunteering, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I played at chapel on Sunday. I used to. I don't anymore, but they...
Talk to me about the process of writing a song, because you write a majority of your songs.
Yeah, I co-write all of them, you know, the ones that I record mostly.
So does it kind of just come to you? Is it like a poem? What's that? Well, what's that like?
We were just talking about it. Jake brought me my lifelong friend, Jake Hoffman, plays steel guitar. Anyway, I forget stuff sometimes. Oh,
it happens. Don't worry about it. It happens to all of us.
Anyway,
but just that process of
yeah,
how
I
you
start
find
writing.
the words.
Right, like you might give me an idea and I'll write it down. And
I am not that interesting, but that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, no. See, somebody will say something maybe, or else I'll think up something. I think up stuff a lot. Anyway, I write it down and then I go, wow, that'd make a good song, you know, and blah, blah. And then I start writing.
But then you have to put it to music. So it's more than just writing something down.
Well, yeah, but you have to have the words.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So I'm a word guy. I like words. I'm not very efficient with them sometimes. I know what I want to say, but it doesn't come out right, you know.
But it comes out right in the music. And in fact, as we head into break, I want to quickly play another piece of music. It's called Don't Get Me Started.
Oh.
So let's take a listen to that.
Yeah.
That is Don't Get Me Started. I've been talking with Pinto Bennett and his new album. It's called The Last Saturday Night. Thanks so much for coming in today and chatting with us.
Oh, gosh, this is great. And your name is Jenna?
Gemma.
Gemma.
Think of the
gem
state.
Yeah,
gem see?
State. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. It happens all the time. I've lived here for 20 years, and people don't always say it right.
Yeah, that's a cool name. Gemma.
Well, you know what? I thank my parents. Thank you for coming in today, my guest, Pinto Bennett.
The starting part, I'll ramble on about how I felt hard, and I'm sad that she's gone. I've been so blue since we parted. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. It's only myself I've outsmarted. Don't get me started.